Hi, this is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. Ever wish you could just say it better? Public speaking is the number one fear for most people. It doesn't have to be, but a great story isn't enough. How that story is delivered is what makes the difference. J. Lauren Norris works with OBBM Network clients to create effective, actionable stories that change lives and inspire people to take up their mantle too. Hey, if you want that raise, want that result, want that promotion, well, there are effective ways to communicate. You're ready for the next steps in your life. Follow the QR on the screen to get started on your Story Power journey today. Learn to say it better. Start today with Story Power Masterclass.
Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need great care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let GraithCare advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to GraithCare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you and get 10% off your first session.
American interests are ignored by a bloated federal government. What do you need to know to protect yourself, your family, your business, and your property? We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Larry Kortkamp.
And I'm Susan Hamilton.
Today, we're going to start off with who else? The man of the hour.
I know he's in everything.
Of every hour, of everything.
So when we talk about a bloated government, I'd like to, we have to remember our judiciary is a part of that. And it's a ridiculous scenario.
What's a judiciary? I think we've already lost that.
Well, they're certainly not judicial.
Yeah.
They're certainly not judicial. And right now, we've got a judge dismissing Trump's defamation lawsuit against this magazine columnist, this E. Carroll, which is the most ridiculous story if you've ever heard of it and ever heard her interviews. Anybody can see this woman is very confused, quite a mess. And have you ever heard of any type of a trial going forward like this ever where you didn't have to have more evidence? Oh, yeah, it's different for that certain class of people, right?
In fact, the case going forward the first time is one thing. It's with Trump, they seem to just enjoy
repeat
performances. He must be great for their ratings because they keep bringing him back for more from the same litigants.
But there's, you know, he's been independently wealthy because he's just brilliant as a business owner. And now you get this other side where they want to bleed him. It's like they can't stop the huge momentum he's got regardless because people are sick of the way government is being run. No matter what, we know full well it's not being run according to the Constitution.
And his numbers continue to numbers just continue to rise. I mean, it's almost an embarrassing situation. The Democrats just cannot help themselves.
Well, I'm reminded that the Bible says that the God uses the foolish things to confound the wise, and that is absolutely happening here because you watch and see they can bleed him dry and people will still get behind him. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me even at that stage if he would not remember, he didn't take a paycheck.
No.
He never took a paycheck. We never paid him as the American. Well, where did that money go? Right? Because they didn't, they still were bloated in the tax collection anyway.
Well, they certainly didn't use it. They could have paid a partial salary on some of our Texas school superintendents because he was only making $400,000 a year and our superintendents are making up to $1 million.
Well, you know, he's got his own businesses and I think that's important to be able to do that. But being in business, he would often tell people that argued with him about the advantages he was able to take in business. He would tell the legislators, you're the ones that approved the tax code. Yeah. You wrote this stuff in. I'm not wrong to take advantage of the tax code and neither is anybody else because the tax code, a lot of people don't realize that the tax code was not created for to hold people that knew how to have money, the wealthy. it wasn't about controlling them. It was about keeping other people under the thumb continually, as they are now, as you can clearly see now. Now it's just much more evident. How do we crave the government's help, create this environment where we just need them to help us? And after all, we're paying into it, so we should
get
that help.
Well, our next story comes to us with Fox Business, and it's kind of getting involved in this conversation, which is the sunset of the Trump tax cuts. So when Trump was in office, like Reagan did, he made huge moves when it comes to income taxes. That was one of his platforms that he ran on, was taxes.
Yeah.
He ran on several things. Taxes, obviously, the alphabet soup of departments and divisions, rules and regulations. In fact, he put in place the fact that you have to kill two rules in order to make a new one.
Yep.
So he's really trying to work on cutting through that red tape.
So amazing.
All these things, but this particular artist is talking about the tax cuts that he put in place and how they are going to affect the economy. So the problem with these, when he passed these, they were not done as law. They were done as presidential
executive orders,
which means they had built-in sunset clauses in them. So our current Congress literally can do nothing, and these will just simply go away.
You know what? I don't believe that for 10 seconds. I believe they could do something. They won't. And
I'm saying they don't have to do anything for them to go away. So the Democrats don't have to come out and say, we want more of your money, and we're going to pass this X. All they have to do is literally just let the time run out, and those increases will be put into effect.
And they're significant. These interests are, for instance, the married tax. You know, what was that? Like, it's going to double. It's going to double if you're filing jointly. It's just such a big.
A lot of these hit small business people. So in the business people, the 100% depreciation on equipment, that's going to sunset. It's going to go away. Well, that's huge. If you're going to buy a new vehicle, service vehicle for your business, this allows you to take a full depreciation on that instead of playing that out for 4 or 5 years.
I think a lot of times the public, the non-business owning public, I don't think they understand what it takes to go into business.
No.
All of the pieces. Now, it's interesting because if you've never done it, you don't understand the investment. We certainly do.
Yep.
You know, the investment is amazing. You're putting everything into the growth. And often you don't even bring in a paycheck while you put everything into it. You will forego your own paycheck for someone else's, for
and
your
how
employee
many go out of
and
business?
For your staff.
How many? What's the percentage
right.
of going out of business?
Well, 80% in the first 2 years.
5 years? It's a huge story. Dad used to say an employee has nothing invested in your business but a lunchbox, meaning they just got to show up for work and do the work and they get paid.
Well,
but the business owner
that's not
oftentimes is mortgaging the house.
Yeah.
They're, as you say, not taking any income from it. They're paying their workers
so
first.
If you want to,
but the media has always cast business as the villain of the play, right?
Don't give them any tax breaks.
Yeah.
No, if you don't do that, we can't hire that guy that's working for the lunchbox.
Yeah.
You know, we can't bring him on. You really have to let people get to a spot of profitability. And when you understand what profitability means, that means your company's making enough money to actually pay for itself, and there's money left over to pay you. And then there's money that profit also means there's money left for business growth.
I always laugh when you get the talking head coaches. Always pay yourself first. Really? And I wouldn't have a company at all. Well, then you probably shouldn't be a business. Then America wouldn't have any companies at all.
Because
that's not real life.
No, but you do need to get yourself as soon as possible to
pay
yourself.
Well, you do, but
yes, you do. You don't want to stay in there too long.
It doesn't work that way in real life.
It just doesn't work that simply.
You can't get financing, number one, as a small business.
Exactly. They're going to go on your personal credit.
It's going to go on your credit cards. You finance by credit cards. Nobody can qualify for a loan. I was laughing the other day. Somebody said, did you know that some businesses in America start on less than $250,000?
Are you kidding?
My God. Where was that guy
at? I know. It's like he just
less than $250,000. How about less than
$2.50? Yeah, right.
These businesses are always starting
you
on a
shoestring.
You
work really hard, but if you do business right, and you know I've always believed this, local business economy is what protects America. We are, that American family business is 50% of our nation's GDP.
No,
super
Before
important.
We move on from that, small business is 50% of American GDP.
That's not the big Apples. That's not the big IBMs. That's right. Not the big Microsofts.
And if we can get
it's
you to
small
get that,
business is 50%. So when all these big rules and regulations are benefiting the big guys they're killing the little guys, does that not say something to you that they're trying to drive our little guys literally
out of
business?
Well, that's what COVID was about. I mean, seriously, you're
going
to depopulation and shut down the business's right to
ability
to get back up.
They're self-sufficient. They think for themselves.
Yes.
They're entrepreneurial.
And you're not going to guide them with.
Exactly.
You're not going to be able to govern them through ESG because they're going to go, wait a minute, that's not constitutional.
Everybody has to wear a mask and you can't go shopping at the local stores, but you can go shopping at Walmart, Costco, mm-hmm. right?
And that's a health decision.
Yeah.
That's a health decision.
But we're
decision.
Protecting you.
I know. So those things don't make sense. Well, neither does this other story. We're talking about the Chinese buyers that are now coming in and actually buying residentials instead of buying.
I've had the good blessing,
the vacation or
blessings in my life to be involved in a lot of things in property development, real estate for a large portion of my life, and the same with my family. But foreign ownership of American property is not new. I remember back in the day from my life in Arizona, when we had big Canadian companies coming in and buying all the residential houses. They would buy 5,000 houses in a block, right, for investments. Mm-hmm. Why? Because American real estate is a great investment around the world. Our properties are very good. Our people are very good. They turn income. They're great. I don't have a problem with a lot of that. We've recently done stories, though, where we're giving our, let's just call them not our allies. Okay, I don't want to get them into too far off the weeds here, but they're not our allies necessarily. We are
Would
dependent
you say
on them for
that
a lot.
They have actually documented in the way they run their business that America's destruction is like listed.
Well, it's probably
it's like listed.
It's probably
in the way
list.
They run
so
their,
we're talking
their
obviously
countries
of Chinese investment.
And we're also
we've documented before that they've already started making big inroads in agricultural, not as much as many other countries, but they're starting to. But this one is relating to home purchases, residential sections. But the one interesting thing here, this is not Chinese government purchases of big blocks. In fact, apparently that's less than 10%. Most of this is different. This article comes to us from Epic Times. And Epic is very in tune to the Chinese marketplace because that's where they started. But they're saying that 90% of these are people who are actually choosing to move to the U.S., purchasing residential properties because they want to live here. So it's residential homes for residential buyers.
I just wondered I wonder how we are recognizing that after January, when Trudeau, Biden, and Obrador signed the Declaration of North America and basically made it very clear there is no concern for borders at all. And Trudeau is a member, he was raised on the WEF, on the World Global Leaders. You understand that the positioning for all of the international global ideas is right there. And most of the world no longer sees America as its own country. Yeah. And America, the word, is not on any government website. Go look. I guarantee you won't find it.
We've teased about that from now on. It's I pledge allegiance to the federal government.
You know, that's
not even the federal government of America, just the federal government.
Where's the word
they
America?
They are an entity unto themselves, and we are now all duly marked
so
citizens
that doesn't
of the federal
change,
government.
And that, so that doesn't change we the people. And that doesn't, and that's why I want everyone to know about tactical civics. And I talk about that as often as I can remember. But tacticalcivics.com teaches you actually what it means to be a we the people governing our communities. Because there is no, you can't vote that in. You're not going to vote somebody in to make America great again. Love the idea. And yes, we need people that are going to be serving in public office that hold those values and ideals. But at the end of the day, if we do not know how to govern ourselves on the local level, the same freight train is still headed our way.
And I'm telling you, these people that are in charge currently, they simply don't care.
They don't care.
We have reached the point when they have, we used to say there for a while, remember they jumped the shark? Well, this administration has jumped, I don't know how many sharks, because they just simply don't care anymore.
They are the sharks.
They are putting in department heads that run without congressional approval.
Yeah.
They're not going to get the accreditation approved, so they just appoint them anyway.
If you do any research on this, you learn that there is not one alphabet agency that actually has the constitutional right to exist. That all of those are examples of bloat that we talked about when we're talking about.
And this
our
article is
today.
Talking again about Biden and his urge to dismiss student loan debt. So,
well, why
this
would
comes
you
to
do
us,
that?
I was going to say. So this comes to us from Fox News. This is a think tank that filed suit against Biden's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans. So this represents about 804,000 borrowers. So when I read this article, it's pretty easy for me because you have to read through political speak here. But this is the Democratic Party buying 800,000 votes for $39 billion. And they think it's a pretty cheap buy
and they figure
because
it's a
they're
math
not using
problem.
Their money.
And it's just a math problem, right? We've got to going to replace the voters. We're going to give illegal immigrants the right to vote right here. We're going to bring them right. We're going to totally ignore that border.
We have a story coming on that later in this week.
But we've
or
just
next
got
week.
That idea. I mean, think about this. We don't have a border anyway. And they're going to give most of the populace who are watching state media and paying attention to state. It isn't most of the populace, but the people that are. Watching those things are really, they don't even see the danger in the fact that they're not, that vote is a joke at this stage. If you don't learn tactical civics and if you don't understand how to actually govern your city and your community, these guys don't have any intention of standing up for you.
This student loan debt thing is really,
no, and
this
who
is
paid?
Beyond, so, this really is beyond.
Look, I'm
beyond.
All about loan forgiveness on so
I'm
many
not.
Levels. Not this, because we got so many people. There are some problems with those student loans and you will got your head in the sand if you don't realize it.
I don't care.
But we don't forgive
I don't
it like
care.
That.
The students took out these loans or their parents did. That's between them and them.
But
it has nothing to do with you and I.
That's the truth.
You
that's
do not have to reach into your
that's
pocket because how much money does
that's
the federal
right.
government have, Susan?
That's right.
None. None. So every time the federal government opens its mouth, and I don't care which one of it is, whether it's the administration, the EPA, the FDA, the ELPO joke, I don't care who it is, they have no money. The only money they have is what they steal literally by force and intimidation from you and I. Right? That's it. They take it out of our back pockets. They force us to pay these regulations, fees,
but you don't notice
taxes.
It because the way, if everything is bread and circus, because the way you run a population is you just keep them happy, keep them leaning on the government, and you.
What did Yuval Harari say?
Yeah, right. Useless eaters.
How do we keep
them
happy?
Yeah, video games
we
and drugs.
Watching, we keep them on drugs and watching video
which
games.
Which is what, so you, this, this little bitty, this encroachment now, if you're watching football, it's about to be football season. And, you know, there's some encroachment going on, like, in our lives, and it's been going on for so
but
long.
But I don't want to make
nobody's
this,
calling it.
I don't want to make this a lightened situation, because it's not. These people are trying to spend $39 billion of our money.
That's right.
To forgive a loan that was dutifully taken out by a student.
And what just happened to our credit.
And their parents.
Right? So we've just been downgraded in our credit. And, and so you're looking as a nation, right? As the United States. I won't call it America because this is not our government working right now.
So instead of putting the focus back on these financial institutions that we have been calling schools of higher learning, because I don't know what they are now. If you've taken a look at the...
that's it. That's the
If you've
root
taken
of the
a look at the
exactly
endowment
right.
fund of right. Harvard recently and seen the zeros on that thing, it's huge business, these schools. But instead of saying these schools are charging too much for what they're turning out, which they're turning out lately a bunch of idiots that can't function in normal life, by the same token... We're teaching them not to be a welder that can make six figures. They've got to go to school and study basket
and
weaving
stay in debt.
Or emotional studies.
Right. So it's all slavery. It's getting you happy about being involved in the slave system because you're going to go in dressing pretty nice.
And now because we've
but
turned out this
you're
going
to come
student,
out on the other side of this having a really hard time
with
to
make no marketable
and
skills. And now they can't get a job. They're living in their parents' basement. So instead of addressing this facts, we now let mom and dad put them on our insurance up until 26. Oh my God, when I was 18, the last thing I wanted to do was be on mom's nickel and dime at that point in time. But now we're carrying them to the 26, paying for all their goods, all their services, putting them on our health insurance because they can't get a job because they're going through these idiot
but
educational campuses.
But that's how you take
campuses.
Over a free nation. Yeah. See, that's a long...
And now they're giving their loans on top of it.
That's a long-standing way of doing it. You go after the youth. If you go after the youth and you make sure that they're incapable, and then we sit by apathetically, not even realizing that those things are happening. Yeah. You know, by the way, a lot of it... A lot of it was because we were just busy trying to survive, because there's a lot going on in our lives today. And it's a big world. And one of the things, I have been a reader of The Defender and Green Med Info. I've been doing that for a very, very long time. I've been a member of the Fluoride Action Network since I was like 15. My father had a big interest in our water and what we're consuming. And this next story comes to us from Vandana Shiva. And she's really been making waves here. If you've ever heard her, highly intelligent woman that is very well versed on policy and how these contracts have been going on. And she helps us understand that government bloat and how on earth that has to do with our food. Because there really is a way of, there's this thing called farming without farmers and food without farms. It's like driverless cars. The idea that you really don't have to do anything, and yet stuff will just
appear. This is this global influence on us. This is the World Economic Forum. This is Klaus Schwab. This is Bill Gates. This is the Davos community flying in all their private jets. They have the plan for the world. If we will just listen to them, Susan,
she's calling this food fascism. And that's interesting. Yeah. Because if they control, if you're, think about that, if your health and your food are controlled, what's that going to cause you to do, yeah. Right? So you're going to be in a weakened state, and you are going to really crave support. You're going to need help. And so what are you going to do? You're going to expect the government to come in as the savior to solve that problem. And I would argue that's not the role of government.
It never has been the role of government.
I'm from the government.
I'm here to help. Yeah. That's some dangerous stuff. Was never part of the deal.
Well, the IRS is planning to go after some of these complex partnerships to close a vulnerable tax gap. I hope that is the case. We are going to put these links in the description box below. If you are watching us on our Rumble channel, go back and check out some of these really important articles, because there is a wealth of information. Educate yourself. We can do our best to bring these stories to you, but it's your job to go back out and research, do your own research, and understand what you're talking about so you can do your part to educate your community, because we don't have to lose here. TacticalCivics.com. Get involved in the things that are going to help you stay free. Thanks for watching today. Today, you're not limited to traditional mainstream media that doesn't support your family, your life, your values, or your business. OBBM Network News is available Monday through Friday at 5 and 9 Central and 6 and 10 Eastern on Traverse TV, and available to anyone on many smart TV apps such as Rumble, Roku, and Traverse TV.
Connect with us on obbmdfw.locals.com. Truth, Gab, Getter, and more. Remember to subscribe, Rumble, like, and share wherever you're using social media.
Get the audio podcast version of this show and over 30 others when you subscribe to the OBBM Network podcast on Spotify, iHeart, and wherever you're listening to podcasts. Thank you for watching and letting your friends know about this program.
And do please consider being a member of our Locals.com community at the $5, $10, or $25 level. And you can reach that through the QR code on your screen. We're 100% grassroots funded by you. We want to thank our advertisers and remind our viewers to use their products and their services. Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need Graith Care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let Graith Care advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to graithcare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you, and get 10% off your first session.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. You know, electromagnetic frequency disrupts our nervous system, causes anxiety, and damages our immunity. Studies linking EMF radiation to cancers and autoimmune disorders are something we shouldn't ignore. That's why I use EMF blocking devices from Gia Wellness and encourage everyone to limit their exposure wherever they can. I decided that because of what I do every day in the production studio, I needed to be able to offer solutions for the people I work with. Go to GeoWellness.com/Susan Hamilton to check out these amazing EMF radiation blocking products. That's GeoWellness.com/Susan Hamilton.